Proclamation number 0831 of 27th of March, 1939. Matter as spirit carrier. Will to create. Dissolve. Compose. Everything on earth serves the spiritual development of the human being. Nothing is visible to the human eye that was not created for this purpose. All spirit from God animates matter, and again only so that it may one day become free from it and create and shape the same out of itself. Thus, for example, the form, which is in itself insubstantial, is only in connection with the spiritual what you are able to see it as, and what is only then visible when the spirit has taken up residence in it. For all external form also consists of substance taken from the spiritual. Simply nothing can exist that is not spiritually enlivened, and a constant change of external form only has the purpose of uniting the different spiritual substance until a complete whole, the human soul, is formed. And this whole must then mature within itself and strive towards perfection. Thus earthly life is, so to speak, the station of formation of the spirit. It is in the same proportion as the earthly activity of the human being is a constant reshaping of everything that is again accessible to the human being as matter. Since it continuously contributes to the human being's revival and thus constantly supplies the soul's external form, the human body, with vital substances, and all spiritual substances in the air are, as it were, absorbed by the body in order to then unite with the soul, so that the human soul is likewise increased. All form in itself is increased by the very supply from outside which conditions its life. But so-called dead matter is increased by the human being's will to shape, which again puts together the most diverse spiritual carriers and thus creates a whole from them again. Thus, either a great spiritual power can become active through the joining together of matter, or spiritual power can be released through the dissolving or crushing of matter, which then again seeks its abode in another external form, and through joining together likewise an increased power. Therefore every matter has some purpose in the earthly sense. For if it were left completely unused, the spiritual substance in it would have no possibility to mature in this external form. Amen.